Time to start losing the quarantine 15. Kansas gyms are open for business. I'm Tom Schein, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, whether or not to wear a face mask in public is not a simple question in the African American community.
So a lot of people are scared to wear them. Now you don't know if should I wear it or should not wear it. It's crazy.
But first, we continue our series on the coronavirus and the economy. This week, fitness buffs were able to return to their dumbbells, barbells, and kettlebells at their favorite gym. Kansas gyms closed in March because of the pandemic. Now Governor Laura Kelly's plan to reopen the economy has let fitness centers reopen their doors. KMEW's Stephen Basaha joins me now to talk about the economic toll that going dark for 2 months has taken on Kansas gyms.
Hi, Tom.
Stephen, not all the gyms, which were supposed to open on Monday, got to do that, did they?
That's right. Originally, Governor Laura Kelly's plan was for a phase two reopening on Monday that would have let all gyms reopen. Now, instead, she did a phase 1.5, which meant most gyms could reopen, but they could not do in-person classes, which you can imagine is a problem for these smaller gyms that are focused solely on in-person classes. Reagan Wayman is a franchise owner of two Orange Theory gyms in town, and she says it was certainly a surprise to them to not be able to reopen.
We kind of got a little gut punch when she announced her 1.5, and we had to retract all of our opening and unfortunately, couldn't.
Now, today, phase two has begun, so in-person classes can happen. Wayman says that they're not going to start till next Tuesday, and a week of lost revenue might not sound like much, but you got to remember, they opened their franchise or took over their franchise in January, and so they've been closed about as long as they've been open. They also took one of these PPP loans, these small business loans from the federal stimulus package that covers about 6 to 8 weeks of their operations. So you can imagine, again, one more week of not being open, how much that hurts their business.
Now, gyms make money through memberships. So then that raises the question, are people going to start coming back and using those memberships?
Yet Wayman estimates about 20% of her membership will not come back right away, even when they reopen, just because a lot of people just don't feel safe working out, sharing a gym space during a pandemic.
Plus, because of the economy being shut down, many people have been furloughed. So a lot of times our customers, our members, may not be actually financially able to come back too.
I also spoke with CrossFit Wichita, which says about 15% of their membership has canceled.
Those are kind of tough numbers. So then that raises the larger question, are gyms in danger of closing?
Well, both CrossFit Wichita and Orange Theory say no, assuming that people do start coming back within the next few months. But I also spoke with Greg Ferris about this. He's a lobbyist for the Kansas Health and Fitness Association, which represents private fitness centers. He predicts around 20 to 30% of Kansas health clubs will, private health clubs, will have to shut down.
You know, the bigger ones are going to survive. They're not going anywhere, but you know, your mom and pop ones are going to, they're going to be facing some tough times.
And again, it all comes down to comfort levels, when people feel comfortable sharing equipment in a gym again.
Stephen, thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Whether to wear a face mask in public has become a heated topic during the coronavirus pandemic. According to a national poll, African Americans are more likely than whites or Hispanics to wear a mask and more likely to catch the disease. But as KMEW's Carla Echols reports, there's still concern among African American men about wearing a mask, in part because of racial stereotypes.
As businesses reopen and the stay-at-home order is gradually being lifted, more people are wearing masks when out in public. Billy Chadwick's is dark blue. I caught up with him heading into work at Tad's Carryout, where he's a cook.
So what's been your experience with wearing the mask?
Well, I wear my mask. I have asthma, but I go to other places. I see people don't be wearing them. They think this is game. This ain't a game.
Not a game for sure. David Gilkey is the Rise Up for Youth co-founder. He runs Brotherhood, a mentoring and gang prevention program for high school male students in Wichita.
Statistics saying we're dying quicker than any other race. Why wouldn't we want to wear them?
Recent data shows blacks in Kansas are 3 times more likely to test positive for COVID-19 than whites in the state, and more than 7 times more likely to die from the virus.
People of color are certainly being disproportionately affected by this disease, and we're seeing that across the country.
Dr. Chloe Steinschauer is a pulmonary and critical care physician in Wichita who leads care for some of the sickest COVID-19 patients.
And it's concerning, and we have yet to really clarify why that is. We know that there's racial inequality in the healthcare system that needs to be systematically addressed, but also there appears to be some sort of either combination of medical conditions that puts people at higher risk, or if it's delays in care, it's not clear what that reason is, that there's a disproportionate effect, but that is being very closely looked at so that we can prevent and change that.
But even with the seriousness of the coronavirus, there's still some reluctance to wear a face covering. Gilkey says young black men still have to concern themselves with being targeted or criminalized while wearing a mask because of the color of their skin.
So a lot of people are scared to wear them now. You don't know if should I wear it or shouldn't I wear it. It's crazy. You know, and that's sad that we have to live like that. You know, it's always something targeted our black males. You know, we can't even go jogging now.
Still, Gilkey says he'll wear a mask.
At this point, I have to wear one for my safety and, you know, my well-being. You know, it's sad that people would judge me because I have a mask on because of the color of my skin, not because I'm wearing it to protect my health and protect your health, you know, people around me.
And Billy Chadwick says his mask will also remain on.
This is life or death, and I want my life.
Carla Echols brings you thoughtful stories about race and culture every month on In the Mix. And one last thing. Where does time go? One day you're walking her to the first day of kindergarten, the next day you're walking her down the aisle. Children are a gift, but they're not yours forever. They become adults one day, meet someone, and begin a life of their own. And you're happy for them and proud of the person they've become. But still you wonder, where does time go? To my daughter Laura on her wedding day, love always. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Today's show was produced by Stephen Basaha, Nadia Foe, and Luann Stevens. Torn Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMEW NPR for Wichita.